Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio, 105.7 The Fan.
Telling you what, this show's flying by. Just like the college basketball season. Now we're into March. Brackets came out yesterday. We'll talk more about Maryland. We haven't even gotten to the West or the South. Bob Haney, Jimmy Patsos. It's our annual college basketball extravaganza. But joining us now, because he's dancing, Lipscomb, 1:30-ish TNT Friday, 14 seed, taking on number 3, Iowa State. Tell you, build-up's been great from Jimmy Patsos. So let's welcome to the show. I believe for the first time, right, Jim?
Yes, Lenny Acuff, first time, best guy.
On the Window Nation guest hotline, Coach Lenny Acuff. Coach, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us. Congratulations on the dance and slippers, and welcome to 105.7 The Fan. I guess it's a proud day for you and the program to be in, but obviously the task at hand, got to get ready for that on Friday.
Yeah, we do. Thanks for having me, guys. When Jimmy texted me last night, I was like, if I do one thing today, I'm coming on that show, because you're with a good dude there, and I have had to tell some people no, but I was not telling him no.
That's why we love Lenny, because we go to Bar Taco in Nashville. But you know why? Because he's a Division II grinder that turned Alabama Huntsville, and he had to deal with Mark Kamara, our friend down there, for 15 years. And we just talked to Ryan Odom about his Division III stuff. Lenny, you're a great guy. You're a great coach. People steal from you because you have great offensive minds. Tell us about... There's some guys that are blue bloods. There's guys that are former players. There's guys get handed jobs. You were handed nothing. You played at Shorter College. You have to be on the notable alumni list. I'm already on that. Don't worry. And you, my brother played at Florida Southern. So I know Division II has some really good perks, but it's a tough life. And you went through that stuff. And then you went to Berry College. Then you get Alabama Huntsville. And I got to tell you, Coach, you had a great job at Huntsville. You probably think, okay, maybe I'm never going to get a job, but I'll just keep going to Elite Eights and Final Fours and Division II. Really good things. You get this opportunity. Do you feel like you stayed longer? Like, it took you a long time to get here, and now you're at the NCAA Real March Madness. A, pinch yourself. B, anybody out there listening, this guy can really coach and deserves it, and you're a good human, but you had to think it kind of was a long ride to get here.
Yeah, I appreciate you sharing that about the other places, Coach, because here's reality. There's some people that we know. Everybody has their own. There's no blueprint in this stuff. And, you know, when I was at Huntsville, we were fortunate. We had some really, really good teams and had several opportunities to maybe move. I had some opportunities to go be a high major assistant and, you know, maybe coach their offense or whatever that was. But when my children were in the seventh grade, we had a son in the seventh, daughter in the sixth. My wife and I made the decision that we weren't going to move until we got him out of high school. I just think sometimes what's best for your career is not best for your family. And there's no do-overs on any of this stuff. And so we made the decision to do that. And I had an incredible job. For me, that was my hometown. I mean, there was nothing about that job that was Division II other than what they called it. I mean, we had it going. But once my children were out of school and college, and I would be less than honest to say, I always wondered, could we do it at the Division I level? But as you know, Coach, sometimes it's really hard to get an AD that's comfortable enough in his skin to pull the trigger on a D2 guy. And they all want to win the press conference. They all want to say, wow, how'd you get that guy? And so there was probably five or six jobs I felt like, honestly, I was qualified for that I didn't get because they said I never coached Division I basketball. And but that's okay. It all worked out. I had an athletic director here in Philip Hutchinson that believed in me and was a great fit. As you know, Coach, from spending time here in Nashville, is an incredible town. We're at a beautiful campus in the best part of the city, and they love basketball. So it's been a good fit. But the only reason I have this opportunity is because of all the players and coaches that I was with when I was an NAIA coach, a D2 coach. That's it. No one gets to a place that you dream of without a lot of people making sacrifices.
Yeah, and it starts at the top, though. And you're as what I like to say, a good person. No, you're normal. You don't have this crazy ego. But you can really coach. I'm a big offensive guy. And by the way, I think that the Vanderbilt job, Byington's done a good job, and he grinded his way through too, okay? He had to work for Bobby, you know, a long time, Bobby Kremitz, and then got his little start in Georgia and then went to, of course, James Madison. Now he's there. It's a Predators town. It's a football town. It's Tennessee. Nashville's one of the hottest things in the whole country to visit for other reasons besides music, obviously driven by music. But it's turning into a basketball town. You have Belmont down the street. You're great. You've had NBA players. Tell us about the Nashville like basketball scene. And now that Vandy's better, and it's good when everybody's good. I think down there, but
really good.
Go ahead, I went over and watched Nashville stuff.
Yeah, I went over and watched Smart practice this summer at Vanderbilt, and I was super impressed. I did not know him before he got here, and was really impressed, and I really liked what they were doing. And you could tell they have a chance to have a good team. They've probably overachieved, though. I mean, he's really done a nice job. And then, you know, Belmont's down the street. It's a unique situation. We're 2 miles from each other. And
you
actually
play each other, correct, right? You used to be in the same
once
league.
A year.
Once, good. Keep
once
that up.
Year.
I like
it's
that.
Called the it's called the Battle of the Boulevard. It's an incredible environment. The last 3 years, the game has been decided at the buzzer. And the coach that was here at Lipscomb before I was, Casey Alexander, he's there now, and he followed Rick Bird, who
Bird
is the legendary
legend. Anybody doesn't understand, Rick Bird was a legend way before anybody heard his name in Lipscomb. Because they would think they were NAI, and Rick Bird's the guy in coaching clinics. You went to see Rick Bird at a coaching clinic.
Yeah, he was actually at our game the other night, our championship game, and he's been really nice to me. But it's interesting. There's a lot of coaches that live here. I know you'll appreciate this. I look sitting over there, and there's Tim Floyd. Tim lives here. And as you know, boy, back in the day, Tim Floyd was, I mean, he was the guy.
Floyd,
he still
Bulls.
Is the guy.
Well, it's funny you're playing Iowa State because that's where he was. North. Right. People forget. He was at Idaho, and I know we're having Randy Bennett on next. Randy Bennett was on his staff in Idaho. Tim Floyd moved around, and of course, he got the Bulls job.
Yep.
And he made his mark at Iowa State when people really, you know, everybody, Johnny Orr. You want to talk about playing Iowa State? Physical team. Don't get in a wrestling match with TJ. That guy's lifting weights like 5 minutes before the game, TJ Osselberg.
Yeah. Got some injury issues.
But he has a guy hurt. Doesn't matter. They're still good. I think it's a great opportunity. Listeners, Lipscomb can win this game. I've known Milan Milosevic since he was at Pewaukee for a high school kid that's overachieved. TJ was a South Dakota State guy, went to UNLV, et cetera. But tell us about your matchup and how now it's over, okay? Yeah, we're excited we're here. I'm in Division II. Yep. No. I've been here 5 years building this program. I know what I'm doing. Now we got to go win the game. Like, how do we win this game?
Yeah, I think the first thing is, you know, when you're trying to, as you know, Coach, when you get in this thing, the draw is everything. And honestly, we did not want an SEC team. You know, that was the first thing. Well, they gave us every bit as good. I mean, like, they play like an SEC team. They're big. They're physical. They're athletic. Very, very well coached. I've been watching video for the last, you know, 16 hours, and it just jumps at you how hard they play. I mean, it's like, wow, that's real. So we talk about all the time with our guys, you know, most games aren't won, they're lost. And there's all these new things in basketball and analytics and all this stuff, and that's fine. But I do think there's things that stand the test of time. We can't turn it over. We can't. We can't turn it over. We can't let them get offense off their defense. We have to do a just hang in there on the glass the best we can. We just have to hang in there on the glass, and we've got to figure out a way to keep our best players in the game, and your best players have to play good. That's it. And, you know, you got to get a little bit lucky. You need to survive that first 5 to 8 minutes where you're going to be like, oh, my gosh, this is going to be the best team we played all year. And they are. We played at Kentucky, I think. Nothing against Kentucky. I think they're great. Mark Pope's done a great job there. But these dudes here, I mean, defensively, they are some kind of good, and they're scoring the ball better. So I think getting off to a good start and keeping a little game pressure on them. You know, I mean, if it's 20-2, they're shooting fish in the barrel for the next 35 minutes. But if you can just hang in there and keep it close for a while, then maybe that three isn't quite as loose and free. Maybe the free throw tightens up. And then you just have to have the ball bounce your way. So that's what we'll try to do.
No, and I think the one thing, and then we got to go, Bob Haney with us, a legend. We are so glad, because we like to, you know, the DMV is a rich basketball. We're in Baltimore, D.C., best sports show. Haney's unbelievable. He's a legend I'm working with, seriously. But to hear from new coaches like you or different coaches, we really appreciate your time. I think playing Kentucky and Arkansas helps you in this game. Yeah, they're not easy to go there and win neutral site. The timeouts are longer. We love Lipscomb. I think you have a big chance.
Mismatches, air quotes, aren't what they were.
No, and I think that when you play in your league and you win your league and things like that, but if there's one person out there that got you along this journey, Coach, we just want to know, someone like we don't know, is it whether it was your father or a high school coach, who made this happen for you like a long time ago? Because, you know, I was a bartender, Gary Williams, you know, liked me. Who made this journey happen for you as you walk on that court in Milwaukee on Friday?
Yeah, I'm going to give you two people. Obviously, my dad, and he was here yesterday, and he's going to go on the plane with us. And you know, my dad worked in a plant for 35 years, Coach, and he made a ton of sacrifices for his family, and he's a proud pop right now. And then also, you may not know this name, you may not, but there's a coach named Tony Engel, many, many years ago, gave me my first job at Alabama Huntsville, and Tony won a national championship at Kennesaw and at Dalton State. He passed away during COVID, and you know, the person that gives you your first job is just something special. And you can never repay them. And somebody has to give you an opportunity. And sometimes I think people get amnesia sometimes. And I promise you, I'm not doing that. I mean, those are the men that got me going. And so thankful. But, hey, thank you guys for having me. And, Coach, look forward to seeing it to Final Four. And,
Final Four, we got the lunch, and we'll talk about it. I love your amnesia quote. But I learned today one thing. Most games aren't won, they're lost. I'm going to take – I got my little book out here. I'm going to write that one down. Lenny, you're the man. Go get him. You can beat them. Go get him, brother. Thank you.
He literally does have a book, so he's not lying about that.
Hey, so do I. So do I. Those are good things. All right, guys. Take care.
All right, Lenny Acuff. Hey, Coach Lipscomb, 130 Iowa State minus arguably their best player coming up for that matchup for the entirety of the tournament. TNT. Will be your network if you're looking to watch that one. We'll come back. We must get to the South region. We've been teasing it. The number one seed is the number one overall seed, Auburn. I know you love Bruce Pearl, but they've been struggling down the stretch. How did they get the number one overall seed? Oh, and by the way, the West, where, you know, Maryland's playing.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like strawberry lemonade and extra strength fan fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere! And it's basketball season! My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
No, that's it's 101 show prep. Be prepared. So you show up and ask stupid questions. Be prepared.
Do the night before. Watch the selection show.
You know what I mean?
Hit as many coaches
as you can. You know, it's not
so
hard.
So far, we've gone 5 out of 6. I'll leave it at that.
All right, real quick. We mentioned Indiana. Did not get in. Mike Woodson retired, if you want to call it that.
It was just a weird. I'm not saying that should play into it for the kids, for the student athletes and all that. But I'm sorry, Haney. Just like you say Carolina should be in.
Nolan, my humble opinion.
Nolan, you can chime in. I just think it's weird when you're sitting in that room, Nolan. You know the coach is basically got fired, quit. In other words, does that make you as anxious to put that team in? Tell me your thoughts, Nolan.
Well, I mean, I think it's commendable that, you know, sure, some would say that he gave up on the team that he's agreeing to leave, but he was going to get forced out anyway. So to turn the team right around and say, all right, well, we're not quitting. I'm not leaving you guys. I'm not quitting on you. I think that's commendable.
They had 4 Indiana quad one wins. Carolina had 1. No quad 3 losses. Carolina lost to Stanford at home. They got blown out by Ohio State. I mean, they blew out UCLA. But look, when you're 1-12 in quad 1, and I get their net rankings and all this, but you got to win. You got to win the games. Like Herm Edwards said, schedules, it's like the Browns. Well, they have the toughest strength of schedule.
Couldn't beat Duke without Cooper Flagg, who is Superman.
Yeah, and they won the tournament, Duke, the ACC. Anyway, Indiana, is the job still prestige?
I think
so. The way that it was? I mean, they bounced around a lot of Archie Miller, good coach.
Okay, well,
Tom Crean, really good coach, I would think. Woodson.
Crean got them up to where they were supposed to be. He just lost in that 15-2 game once, and then he got upset in the Sweet 16.
Yeah, it was the Zeller and Oladipo and all those guys.
What I will say about the Indiana job is it's a really, really good job. They have money. They go to Assembly Hall no matter what. Chris Nockey, you can talk to Nockey about this stuff. Like, he travels. They're there early, the fan base. I went in there and won. I beat Crean there. Loyola was really the greatest win of my career as a head coach just because.
I remember that.
Going in there and beating them. But Mike Woodson's no longer the coach there for one reason. He didn't get Indiana kids to stay. And that's not as easy as you think because growing up next to it's like saying, why doesn't every kid from here want to go to Maryland? Some kids do. Some kids want to get out of there. Some kids want to get away from their parents. Some
Look
kids want to go.
Look at DePaul at Chicago.
Yeah, Chicago. You know, it helps when they had NIL before NIL. That helped. And then when they didn't have NIL, right. It hurt.
Point taken.
You know, Cabrini-Green, they weren't going down there with their, you know, hey, why don't you come play here? Mark Aguirre. on the first McDonald's All-American team ever, who I met, who's a great guy. DePaul was different, though. They played Notre Dame, and it was independent. In other words, you can make excuses. Indiana's a great job. They got three banners hanging. Once you do it, you can do it. It's like Maryland. We got a banner hanging, but we went to two Final Fours. Georgetown has a banner hanging. NC State has a banner hanging. Once you hang that banner, it's great because it proves you can do it. It also puts a big burden on the next guy. They have three banners hanging from Robert Montgomery Knight. I like Chris Beard. If John Feinstein was alive, I would like to ask him his question. We've done some tributes. John Feinstein, beautiful human. Yeah, complicated sometimes. Yelled at me when I deserved it. But always there. Came to Loyola. We had Digger Phelps open my year at Loyola. Then Feinstein, then Billis, then Fran Fraschilla. We closed with Bill Raftery at an Orioles game. Sold out box. Those were my five speakers in 9 years. And Feinstein brought books and signed them and hung out and took questions. But Feinstein will tell you that Indiana, and there's not just a reason he did Season on the Brink. Indiana's a special job. It's a place that there's three banners hanging for a reason. The passionate, no, they have players in the state too, Haney. Yeah. That helps. Having players in the state helps, along with the fan base, along with the coaching tradition, along with being a job that you know the Big Ten wants them to win. So I think Chris Beard's the guy because he worked for Knight at Texas Tech. I think what he's done at Ole Miss, probably his toughest job in the country. Just, you know, you're in the SEC. I'm not saying Ole Miss is a beautiful place. But it's football school. There's not a lot of players really within driving distances, a few in Memphis. But it's a baseball school, too. And he's gone in there and made it a basketball school. And he's just done an amazing job. He's the one that got Texas Tech to really become a basketball school. You know, he never should have left Texas Tech to go to Texas. But he had Texas right there.
Yep.
I think, Beard, it's your last job. Stay there for 15 years. Go to Indiana.
And you mentioned Season on the Brink, John Feinstein. That was about the 85-86 Indiana Hoosiers, who got bounced.
Will we ever win another game? Was Joe Memby sitting under the basket?
And the early stages of the recruitment of Damon Bailey was chronicled in that book, too, who I think was just a freshman in high school.
Well, was a phenom. Yeah, Eli Ellis is now, who's going to South Carolina. Like, these just, you know, he's a younger guy. You weren't sure about Damon Bailey. But Steve Alford was on that team, and they did end up, you know, rolling that
year. Next year, they won the championship.
The next year, they won in 87, because they won in 81, 87, and 76. Of course, we beat them in 2002. But remember, he's sitting under the basket, and Feinstein says he just told me, will I ever win another game? You know, and that's when he talks about Purdue, and then they got Michigan with the Fab Five. And Gary Williams is in the league at the time in Ohio State.
All right, let's get to the South. We did the East. I have Duke, and I have Houston in the Midwest, so I'm going chalk, and I don't mind upsets. If there's an upset, you know, I don't mean to make my wife angry, not that she listens, because, you know, she has a real job. I like VCU, not just because we had Ryan Odom on to beat BYU. It's not really an upset, but, you know, Baylor beating Mississippi State for sure. I think Arizona could be a little shaky ground there against Akron. You never know. In the Midwest, if we're looking at an upset there, Jimmy Patsos.
McNeese, I like him. I'm a Will Wade guy.
Yeah, and look, Purdue made it to the championship game last year, but they've had some moments in the Big Dance, especially early.
Against St. Peter's, remember
that?
High Point's one of those quiet teams that just won 1-1. Beautiful school. Yeah, I like McNeese would be an upset, but me and Will Wade share the same hotel in Indianapolis at the NCAA.
Got Kentucky in the Midwest and Alabama in the East. Let's get to the South. Auburn's number one seed. Are you surprised that they were number one seed? Not really, but the number one, air quotes, overall seed, given their late season.
Great question, Haney. Great question. But once again, if you're going to go on body of work, if you're going to go on Carolina's schedule and all this and who they played, they beat UCLA, but they played a lot of tough games. They didn't win any. Auburn won a lot of tough games. Auburn went and played Houston in a neutral site. Auburn goes, he does an unbelievable scheduling job, okay? They're in Maui. Pearl's got this thing where I want the whole country to know where we are every 2 or 3 weeks. And Bruce Pearl, who did his sabbatical from not coaching in Tennessee for a while and has bounced back tremendously, never forgot that and said every 2 or 3 weeks they're going to see Bruce Pearl and Auburn on the TV to let us know we're a basketball school. Not just a football school, not just a baseball school, not just a gymnastics school, because they packed in gymnastics meets. But Pearl as a number one seed. Florida played well late. Houston, I love what he does. Duke, I thought Duke could have got the number one overall. To me, it doesn't matter. I just want to be a one of four.
Right.
I just want to be a one, because two gets into the ugly 2-3 game. You know, the four is okay for Maryland because the 4-13 is dangerous. You're playing five. After five, I don't think you can win it. You know, UConn won it as a five, etc. So I just think being Auburn deserved for what they did all year. And I'll say it again. If that committee is going to be that committed to what they did on Thursday, Wednesday, Friday, they all talked about the body of work and how much time we put in and everything. And I understand that. Then they have to roll with the punches if something bad happens. If Tennessee beats Auburn, is that really a big deal? Maybe it should have been. I think Michigan should have got rewarded. St. John's did get rewarded because they played on Saturday. You know, that's the kind of stuff you have to look at. Colorado State should have been in. VCU, of course they deserved a higher seed for winning the sixth hardest conference. But they kind of had them where they had them. And you heard me. You heard Ryan Odom say it. George Mason probably should have gotten in because the A-10 deserves two. There's a lot of funny little things out there. There's like a 10 commandments of the NCAA selection committee. So you have to be careful because you can't just pick one. Auburn's was body of work, tough schedule, how they did all year. That's why they're number one.
Where's your upset here? I mean, a lot of expert types. And you know,
I got Lipscomb beating Iowa State.
What about UC San Diego against the red hot, at least for the weekend, Michigan Wolverines here? Are those big guys going to be too much?
UC San Diego 2 years ago, they beat GW. They still couldn't. They were Division II school. It's really tough academic school. It's right in La Jolla. It's like across the street from Torrey Pines. Not to be confused with Jenny Craig's San Diego team or San Diego State with Steve Fisher, Bill, and Brian Dutcher has. UC San Diego is the third school. San Diego had a terrible year under Lavin. San Diego State's always in the tournament. UC San Diego is as tough a school. It's like Cal Poly, MIT, University of Chicago. The coach has been there. They play fast offense. I think they're very good. They won the Big West. They beat Russell Turner at UC Irvine. Ryan Odom's teammate at Hampton, Sydney. Yes, we will drop names. UC San Diego can win a game.
All right, who wins the South? All that being said,
I got Auburn winning. I don't have Michigan State scoring enough, and I'm not sold on Iowa State. I mean, I got Iowa State getting upset. I got Michigan getting upset, so I got to go with Auburn.
Yeah, I'm going to go Michigan State. The depth, and they come at you in waves, and they had been really playing well up until the loss to Wisconsin a couple of days ago. I'll go with Tom Izzo and Sparty to come out of the South. When we come back, we'll get to the West. Number one seed there is Florida, one of the hottest teams in the country. Maryland, number four seed. Do they have a favorable bracket, even though Clark Kellogg thought, the way he was talking, they were playing the 73 UCLA Bruins instead of Grand Canyon in the first round. Regular season champions of the WCC again. Coach of the year again.
As he should be.
For St. Mary's. And let's welcome into the show on the Window Nation guest hotline. He is Coach Randy Bennett. Coach, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us here in Baltimore. And congratulations once again on a great season that once again put you in the big dance here.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on your show and exciting time of the year.
We have to, Coach Bennett, you always get made to come east because when I was at Maryland, we had to go west because of Carolina and Duke. You have to come east because of Gonzaga. But all joke, if anybody doesn't even know anything what I'm talking about, Randy Bennett has built St. Mary's, 11 NCAAs, 7 NITs. They battle Gonzaga regularly. He's got pros all over the place, got an unbelievable fan base. You play anybody anywhere, you schedule nationally, and I think Coach Bennett, thanks for coming on, but you're a grinder. You're not like looking for all the limelight. You just win consistently. You have great offensive teams, but you're as good a coach as there is in the country, and we really mean that. Everyone always says, like at Under Armour, who's your great programs? And I always say St. Mary's wins the most. We have Wisconsin. We have Auburn. We have Maryland. Wisconsin wins. St. Mary's wins the most, Haney. You're on the D.C. Baltimore area, a place that loves basketball. They know about St. Mary's, but they don't really understand the journey you took and how you got it there. Can you give us a little, like, how you got this thing to such a national level, other than obviously yourself being a great coach?
The only reason you're saying that about me as a coach is because we've had really good players and really good staff. And as we've built it, and when I took it, it was down. But as we built it, our school, our administration has joined in and continued to help us, you know, get resources, whether it be charter flights, whether it be scheduling, whether it be facilities, whatever. And it's just kind of been built slowly, gradually. And there's not one thing I'd say, that did it, that turned it. It was just a constant commitment by our school to continue to grow it. And but anybody thinks any different as a coach that you did it without players, you've lost your mind. We've had players. Some of them are under the radar. Some of them made the NBA. But once we got it going, our fourth year, we made the NCAA tournament. That was starting from, we were 2-27 when I inherited the program. But probably out of all things that we've done, like to get it there that quick, and back then you didn't have portal, you couldn't fix your team immediately. That was probably the biggest jump we made, was just to go from that to 25-9 or whatever we were my first year when we made it, and made it as an at large. So I mean, since then, once we got it there, we were able to get more players and better players and be able to go get high school kids and 4-year guys instead of having to go JC and transfer and all that. Once we did that, we've been very, very consistent.
And let me tell you something for those listening. We are in the Wizards country. I do the Wizards game. They beat the Nuggets the other night. They have 4 international players, okay? Real players. You know, they got Koulibaly from France and Keyshawn George, et cetera. The international game has really risen. Started with Yugoslavia, went to Lithuania, now it's in France. This guy I'm speaking with, Randy Bennett, is one of the pioneers, forefront, best at in the country, bringing Australians, bringing Lithuanians. He has Marcelunas' son there, and I'm not touting you because you're my friend. It's the truth. How were you ahead of that, Randy Bennett, a guy from Mesa, Arizona, that went to San Diego and played for Hank Egan? We're going to get into that briefly, how lucky your journey is. No, you've grinded. You were at Idaho with Tim Flynn. How do you see international basketball before basically 99% of the business saw it coming? How did you do that, Randy?
It was really a fluky deal. When I took the job here at St. Mary's, we really couldn't get a good player. For sure not in Northern California and Bay Area. It just, they had no interest. They'd been, and I'm not trying to smash anybody, but they were just down. I remember Kyle Smith was my assistant, and we were like, we'd been in the league. We'd both been in the league, and we knew what Gonzaga and Pepperdine were playing with at the time. And we're like, we just can't take these guys because that's what we can get. We have to find a way to get the guys that can compete at the top. And we called it high self-esteem recruiting. And so we did that. And one of the guys, we had 2 scholarships left in August. And took the job in April. So in August, we still had 2 spots because we're trying to be picky. And we got this kid, Adam Caporn, who is now your assistant at Washington Wizards. And he was our first Australian. We took him. I didn't see him play. I had one phone call with him. Assistant from ASU had told me about him. They'd gone on a foreign tour and said, I think he's probably could help you guys. He can't help us, but he could help you guys. And so I just followed up on it. We took him. He's like 3 days late for school, came in. We were running the mile that day, and he ran like our best mile.
Oh, my God, the McKinney mile. You guys are running the mile. Guys would have a heart attack if they had to run the mile now.
But he shows up. He's got this little jumper on. He comes right off the plane. I think about 14-hour flight. He comes right off the plane. And I said, you don't have to run this, but we're running the mile today because we're 3 days into school. This was my first year. And he says, no, I want to run it. And he runs like a 4:45 mile. And I said, holy smokes. Is this how they all are in Australia? So, anyhow, that was our first Australian, and that was lucky. That was fluke. And then from there, he said, I got a buddy over there I think he could help us. And his name was Daniel Kicker, the 6'10 guy. He wasn't sure. He was like, I think he could. And Kicker ended up being the all-time leading scorer at St. Mary's. So, and then from there, we got Mills.
I love how both the guys you took – Whether it was Capon talking about Daniel or the Arizona State, they're going, maybe, but I'm not sure.
It's funny. That's exactly how it was. They're not arrogant at all. They're like, and Kicker, we had to beat Oregon State on that. And he liked his buddy Capes, and he kind of liked this environment. He wasn't into all the bells and whistles. And guys over there, Marty Clark was over there, and he did a phenomenal job with getting those guys right between the ears and really training them. And I didn't know that, so I say it was a fluke deal. And but once we figured it out, once I sized these guys up, it just as far as how they were made up and how they thought and how they were team oriented, I was like, no, this is like cheating getting these guys.
St. Mary's. Oh, sorry, Coach.
No, so that's where we went, and then that led to us. You know, we go to watch these guys in the under 19 world championships, and we start learning about these other schools. And we had a couple guys from France early out of JC, and anyhow, it just became a big identity piece for what our program's about.
Got 7 seed. You got Vanderbilt coming up Friday, 3:15 in Cleveland. True TV, by the way, everybody, for your TV viewing pleasure. One of the 14 SEC teams ready to get in. What can you tell us about the Commodores here a couple of days ahead of the matchup?
Not a lot. I've just started watching this morning, and yeah, they're in the SEC, and they're good. They're, I think, they're tough and gritty. So I don't know a ton about them yet, and that's the honest truth. So I just know those teams in the SEC are very talented and good, and they've been in a grinder for the whole conference season, so they'll know how to play against a good team.
That's why you play that tough non-conference. We're going to let you go, Coach. I owe you lunch at Rive, our place in Moraga. That's our little French place. Randy, you're the best, but we got to give you a quick say. We're all here. We're all lucky. Who gives one person that kind of you're here because of? And obviously your parents and stuff like that are proud coming from Mesa. But was it Hank Egan? Was it Tim Floyd? Maybe it's somebody we don't know.
Brad Holland, maybe.
Brad, who like got you into coaching and you said, I want to do this, as opposed to, wow, these are 20-hour days, et cetera? Like, give us a little shout-out.
Because
Gary Williams didn't tell me about the – yeah, Coach Williams didn't tell me about the 18-hour days.
Yeah, no, I you know what? I've worked with really good coaches, and so for me, just pick one guy. I mean, obviously, I grew up. My dad was a coach, junior college coach, and I was just around it, and I didn't know it at the time. But I was getting a head start in my profession, and so I would say he's a guy named Roy Shearer is really big. Hank Egan was really big to me. Floyd was really big to me. And then I got to work with Lorenzo Romar and Brad Hall, and those guys were closer to my age group, and I was able to get more responsibility with them. But I'll tell you the truth, a lot of my assistants have helped me. They didn't help me get into it, but they have really helped me as a coach. And so
people don't realize he just said
shorting some people if I said, what's that?
I was going to say, you know, people don't realize you just said Kyle Smith. He's the head coach at Stanford now.
Yep. So, he's great too. We talk all the time. I've had a lot of other good ones.
You know who's great, Randy Bennett? You're great. You've never lost who you are. You're a grinder, you work hard, and you have fun. But go to his practices. They do drills where they dive on the ball and fun stuff. He doesn't forget the basics, but man, can he coach you. And if you've ever been there, it's sold out. He's promoted it. The atmosphere is unbelievable. And let me tell you something, Randy Bennett, one of the great coaches in the West Coast. I'm surprised. They're lucky you've stayed there, because I know you love it there, but they're lucky to have you there. Coach, so much, so grateful for you coming on.
Appreciate you guys all the way from Baltimore. Put me on a show. I appreciate it.
There you go, Coach. Thanks. Good luck, man. Randy Bennett, everyone. We'll come back to the West as quickly as possible. Maryland's the 4 seed. Then at 2:00, it's Inside Access here on The Fan. Let's get to the West. Number 1 seed's Florida. They've been on fire. And Maryland, heartbreaking buzzer-beating losses aside, they've been on fire for the most part as well. They've got Grand Canyon. Why might Grand Canyon pose some problems for Maryland on a Friday afternoon, 4:25, 4:35 in Seattle? Terps 10.5-point favorites, by the way.
Bryce Drew can score. They play. They're like the Crab Five. They're really five. They have one guy that can play. This guy Coles is good. Hanson's good. Look, they beat St. Mary's. We just said Randy Bennett.
Yeah, three of those starters are back from that.
Three starters from that town. It's a Jerry Colangelo school. They won the WAC. Anytime you win your conference, I just think the Terps coming off a tough loss, they're going to go back to rebound. And I like the Seattle thing. I think Willard sold that the right way. They've been there before. They will take a direct flight there. It's not that bad once you're on the direct flight. And you know what? It's an exciting time to play in the West. And Gary Williams said it. There's less distractions. You know, we won in Boise. Went to the Final Four out of Anaheim. We won in Utah. Beat Texas and Gonzaga. That's when I first met all the Gonzaga guys. Mm-hmm. So was we had played them out there. That's when you found out about the West and Randy Bennett and the Australians. Well, sometimes it's a little less crowded out there. You know, there's a little less distractions out there. And I think the Terps have a good draw. And I think they're definitely going to win against Grand Canyon. And then when you go from there, if Colorado State, who can score, Nico Medved, great offensive coach, Memphis and Penny Hardaway, don't forget, they won the Maui this year for a reason, okay? They're really good. But that league's down a little bit. So what I like is Willard's got two teams where the leagues weren't as good as his. They weren't preparing to play a 40-minute battle every night. Yeah, Memphis did. I'm not saying anything. They beat UAB. My friend Andy Kennedy's the coach there. But I just think Maryland has a really good draw. I think Willard's done a tremendous job this year. He's had three really close losses that are just brutal. Then you have the Michigan State, the Michigan loss. You know, Michigan State hits a shot, bank shot to lose to Ohio State, Northwestern out of bounds play. And he's never panicked. He's kept it nice and cool and calm. But Derek Queen is, to me, as good a freshman since Joe Smith, clearly. Steve Francis was a junior college player. A one-year impact player of Derek Queen's stature that helps winning. Yes, Juju's great. Everything's been great. Geronimo can give you a little time off the bench. We love Gillespie. Selton's good. Rice has been a special. Derek Queen time. He is going to affect winning. He is going to lead winning. And if he does a Carmelo Anthony and leads him to the Final Four, it will not surprise me.
Who wins the West?
Maryland. As Gary Williams said, we got Maryland. I mean, I think Florida's good, but Golden and them have been beating up each other a lot. I want Kevin Willard versus Rick Pitino. Then we're going to pack it in. Pitino's been doing a great job at St. John's. However, their albatross, their little thing is they don't shoot the three well. Maryland beats St. John's to go to the Final Four. Willard's first big break was Pitino took him to the Celtics, you know, as an assistant, and, of course, to Louisville. So I got Maryland beats St. John's in a wild one, and we'll be there at Under Armour shooting the sky because we have Colorado State. We've got Yale. We've got all these fun schools in it. Auburn's the number one seed, Under Armour, so we like them. But I just have a feeling it might be Kevin Will and the Terps here.
Terps get to the Sweet 16. They'll lose to Florida. Florida gets to the Final Four. Hope I'm wrong. Usually am.
Sunshine can't help, but I got inside access. But Haney,
yes.
Nolan, thank you guys. I'm sorry I drove you crazy, but it was a fun show.
No, it was awesome. I feel like Joe Frazier against Muhammad Ali, Thrill in Manila. Eddie Futch is about to throw in the towel because Inside Access coming up next. I'm off the rest of the week. Don't call me. I'll call you. For Jimmy Patsos, Nolan McGraw, stay safe, stay healthy. Talk to you when I talk to you. For now, classmate.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow the Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.